I got something you might want to glance through. You ever heard of Yank Magazine?
Oh, yes.
This is excerpts from Yank Magazine. There's a hedgerow.
Oh, boy.
Now, they're solid, like concrete. But actually, there are rocks with these trees growing in them, and the roots have grown around those rocks, and it's like concrete. Mm. I want to show you this book. I started a couple of years ago writing a biography of myself for my daughter and my son.
Wonderful.
They want to know, Daddy, what happened to you in your lifetime, especially during the war.
Good.
So this thing is all about the war. This is about my National Guard days before I went into service. But I spent 6 years in the National Guard, worked myself up to sergeant of the gun section in artillery. And then we were federally mobilized in November of 40 for 1 year, they told us, you know. And at the end of that 1 year, go back to civilian life. In October and November, we were on Tennessee maneuvers, the 31st Division, which that was. And we just got back to Camp Blanding. We're getting our equipment all back in shape and cleaned up and everything. I think one man got released. The rest of us were waiting because on the 7th of December, we were going to have a parade in Tampa. The National Guard from Tampa were going to march with their guns and truck down to Tampa, march through the center of town, out to the new armory that had just been completed and was being named in honor of our regimental commander, Homer W. Hesterly. Well, you know what happened December 7th.
Right.
That happened on our trip down there. And we heard it on the radio, but we still made the parade. So we never went back civilian life.
Did they held you over extra so you could do the parade?
No, we didn't want to get out. We wanted to make the parade.
Right.
Figured, well, after the parade, then we can go home. But we went to Tampa and went to the fort, and they gave us a couple hours off to go home and get ready to come back. They was having a dance and this dedication ceremony. So we came back at 7 o'clock, and the CO got up the bandstand and announced all battery commanders and supply sergeants. I was a supply sergeant at the time. Report to the band show. So we went up there and he says, I'll give you 45 minutes to say goodbye, get your affairs together, because the convoy is leaving with you all to go back to the camp to turn in the major part of our equipment. We went home and the newspaper found out about it, of course. And on the next morning, front page was a picture of me and Betty saying goodbye. And because we didn't know what was going to happen. Had no idea. No idea where it was going. Nothing. Except we were going. And the Japanese attacked us. So there was Japanese all up and down the Atlantic coast and all around the Gulf. There was Japanese everywhere, you know. So we went back to Blanding, did the paperwork. And the next morning, the rest of the troops showed up. They'd come in convoy. We left Camp Blanding. Went due east till we hit US 1. We made a right on US 1. As we were going south, we pick up our combat team, which was the 155th Infantry out of Jacksonville. They joined on their convoy. And we kept on going, and this got into the night around Homestead. We stopped and they had a parley. And then from then to Key West, they kept dropping off infantry companies to guard the Key West bridges. Our battery kept going to Key West. Actually, US 1 ends at the gate of the fort. So we went into the fort, and there we found out we was going to be the only Coast Guard defense because the big 16-inch guns set in concrete that was rotten, and they couldn't fire them because they would blow their own cells up. So we were the 475s, vintage World War One, were the coast defense. So that started our combat. I mean, we were in the combat zone, so I got a ribbon for American combat stateside.